I had another nightmare last night.
CEO Goldman is not going to win any popularity contest.
I can't tell what's real anymore.
Here we are 17 months after someone broke into our house, in effect.
Is there anybody else out there that this is happening to?
What happens on Wall Street has real consequences across the country.
It's Monday morning, and that means it's time to check out what's on the agenda. Joining us today is Marcus Mabry, Associate National Editor for our partner, The New York Times. And Marcus says this week will show where the balance of power lies, with the government or with Wall Street or maybe somewhere else. And LaToya Peterson says Freddy Krueger will reclaim his rightful place this week as the ultimate horror film icon. LaToya is editor of the blog Racialicious and contributor to Salon and The Slate. Welcome to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
LaToya, let me start with you. Immigration reform, another kind of horror to some people. First of all, what's the gut reaction you're seeing out there to what's going on in Arizona right now?
It is absolutely ridiculous that Arizona is able to legalize racial profiling. And it just shows that the fever pitch and tenor that has come in our immigration battles that are really just based in fear.
Marcus Mabry, the news about immigration reform, what's going to happen this week?
Well, it's interesting. We already have this issue has suddenly vaulted to the top of the agenda, and it was something that actually had been displaced by things like the economy and jobs. And because of the law signed on Friday in Arizona, which, among other things, allows police to detain anyone suspected of being in the country illegally. And the governor said that it's not going to lead to racial profiling. The fact is, it's hard to imagine how it doesn't. Again, that side of the debate has said that it was necessary because Arizona has more illegal immigration than anywhere else along the Mexican-U.S. border. The question is going to be what happens nationally now. The Democrats have come out and said that they are going to make it an issue nationally. And actually, Arizona said the reason that they had to move was because the federal authorities weren't acting on the problem.
Right. So that's states, the federal versus the states.
Right.
Now we've also got federal versus Wall Street, financial reform story, big story today.
Well, you know, for 17 months here, we've been talking about these issues of the, and Wall Street has done a very good job of actually keeping the administration or the government from acting to really revamp financial regulations. Wall Street has had the upper hand. It seems that things have really switched in the last few months, and especially in the last few weeks after the SEC announced fraud allegations against Goldman Sachs, the great powerhouse of Wall Street. It looks like finally Washington may actually have the upper hand over Wall Street on financial regulatory reform.
Let's listen to what Senator Chris Dodd, the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee on Meet the Press, said yesterday about this issue.
Here we are 17 months after someone broke into our house, in effect, and robbed us, and we still haven't even changed the locks on the doors, and we need to get it done.
So how are they going to get it done? What exactly, Marcus Mabry from The New York Times, what's in that bill, and are they going to get the bipartisan support they need?
Well, the most important thing in the bill is to keep institutions from becoming too big to fail. What that means is what happened in the great economic crisis is it was set off because there were some institutions, Lehman Brothers amongst them, AIG, American International Group, insurance company amongst them, that were in trouble, but were so large that the government let Lehman fail, but AIG, the government rescued because the institution was so large that if it were to fail, then a great amount of the global economy would go down with it because it was such a huge institution and its fingers, its trading relationships were everywhere. The goal of the bill, number one, is to prevent that from happening in the future. How do you save American taxpayers from a bailout? How do you save global capitalism from wreckage by making it so that no institution will ever be too big to fail? Another second part of it is derivatives. These are investment vehicles that are whose value is derived from another thing, like, say, housing mortgages. That was a huge part of this crisis. The goal now is to keep it so the derivatives have to be traded publicly and transparently.
And we've got another big financial story, which is Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein testifies tomorrow. Let me just turn briefly to LaToya. As I said at the top, this is you're talking about Elm Street. There's a lot of nightmares going on, but you're talking about the real nightmare on Elm Street, right?
Right. Freddy Krueger returns after 25 years in the spotlight. He debuted in 1984, and he's getting another reboot yet again this week on the silver screen.
Let's take a listen. The original 1984 classic, of course, as you say, was being remade, and this new one is meant to be a lot darker than the original.
I had another nightmare last night. I can't tell what's real anymore. Is there anybody else out there that this is happening to?
Every time that I dream, there's always this man.
So, another cheery kind of weekend in the picnic kind of movie.
There you go. John's going to watch it. But LaToya, is this a? Do you see this as a sign of the times? Is there a reason that Freddy Krueger is this iconic guy for us?
I feel like Freddy Krueger is just this recurring icon in horror. Like, he's kind of the guy, more than Jason, more than any of the other nightmares we have with zombies and the Evil Dead. Freddy Krueger, who enters your nightmares, enters your dreams, and can take you out there. I mean, he was just very psychologically creepy and campy at the same time. Like, even listening to that clip, I was getting chills just remembering what it was like watching that when I was, like, 9 years old and just being scared. But it was kind of a mark of adulthood if you could watch a Freddy Krueger movie without being scared or hiding your eyes.
Let's go to another something else that gives us chills and thrills, the Kentucky Derby this weekend. What's the news there?
The Kentucky Derby is interesting because it's a big cultural institution, so big that Derby Day has now become Derby Week. It's where a lot of the gentile get together. They use their nice hats, they drink mint juleps, so much to the point that the actual 10 minutes of the race is almost secondary to all of the parties and all of the festivities surrounding the Derby.
And of course, the early favorite to win, Escondaria, has been withdrawn. So place your bets, folks, but not on the favorite. LaToya Jackson, editor of the blog Racialicious, and Marcus Mabry, associate national editor for our partner, The New York Times, with a very brief look at what's ahead coming up.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.